Hello, and welcome to the Managerial Search award-winning Gutter. I've got Beth, I've got Mo, and I've got Josh Williams, and Andy Heaton's producing. Right, anyway, let's to business in the Managerial Search award-winning Gutter. The breaking news as I was speeding a legal level towards the studio, realising I'd totally forgotten I was on the show today, was that Richard Hughes is a fish, Liverpool's new director of football. Michael Edwards has come out and commented on it. He said, "I've known Richard for half of my life in a professional and personal capacity, and he's absolutely someone who embodies the best values of Liverpool FC. I trust him completely." He would have said it in his chirpy Cockney accent. I did that in the first take, but you're not going to get to hear it now, which is a crying shame. It's lost. But anyway, Mo, so he's known Richard his whole life. We saw him in the stands at Old Trafford. He was pictured in the stands at Old Trafford. I thought, that's not a fella who starts on June the 1st who's going to bring his attention to the task at hand slightly earlier. That's a guy who's straight down to business, and he's not just looking at managers, he's thinking about players too.
Definitely. I mean, well, for starters, it's not like he needs a holiday. He's been off for a while, so he can afford to kick straight back in.
He's been ludonauticing, I believe, whatever that is.
Well, yes, he has, but we don't know exactly how much.
Is that under the sea? Does that happen? I think it does.
I mean, I just hope that their structure is a little bit more organised than our structure here today. But yes.
Your time will come, Mo, to fall from grace, like me and Andy.
Yeah, don't worry, the clock is ticking. But yeah, it was clear to see that they wanted us to know that they had already begun. And him being there, for whatever reason, he's going to need to get started quickly because there is lots that needs to be done. And there are lots of teams across Europe who are trying to do the same thing that we're doing, i.e. recruit a new manager, recruit the right manager. So we have no time to waste. And I like the sounds of what he's been saying. Obviously, he's going to say nice things about his mate. But the fact of the matter is that there is a reason why he would want him in the building, and it's more than just because they can go sit off and have coffee together. It's because they know each other and they know how each other work. And if you think back to Michael Edwards' first iteration at Liverpool, the chemistry within those working relationships was key, was paramount. It was the difference between when it was working and when it wasn't working. So the fact that these two are on the same wavelength bodes well for the future.